Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power, and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We got the whole crew in the house tonight. Dr. Scott, keeping us sounding great. What's going on, brother?
Thulad Hothranoth.
Harry English, Potter, please. That was that a Harry Potter thing?
Hello, listeners in Elvish.
In Elvish,
you guys give me so much crap about being a nerd and a hobbit. Nerd. I thought I would drop some Elvish on you.
Yeah, that's gonna lessen it.
Yeah.
All of my Lord of the Rings fans out there, let's get some comments coming in.
They're loving that.
Man, yeah, they're great. Would you be in that Hobbit? You know, we are going to eliminate the Hobbit as an option. What other, you know, troll, elven, you know, human, orc? I don't know. What do you like there?
What's the question? I don't even know what you're going for right there.
What species would you plan to be a part of?
Oh, yeah. I guess the elves are immortal. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Be an elf.
What are the five armies in the Hobbit?
Oh.
You got the orcs, the dwarves, the elves. Mm-hmm. Men,
and hobbits.
What's the other one? Hobbits aren't really. I don't think
hobbits is one.
So,
I don't.
Would it be the trees? I've thought about this before.
Oh,
would it be like the tree people?
Well, they're not in the Hobbit.
I mean, the movie is the Battle of the Five Armies. I can't think of the fifth one.
I'm trying to think. That's what I'm asking.
The other dwarf army that comes.
Oh,
no, but that's.
Wait, but can't you have two dwarf armies? Come on.
I guess you can.
Hold on. They had like 12 people, though. That's not an army.
Can we move on?
I guess so.
Kelly, what's going on, Kelly?
Say something in Spanish, Kelly.
Hola. Wish I knew what dork was in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. We got to learn that.
Is that a Bill and Ted t-shirt you're wearing, by the way?
No, it's just peace, love, and happiness, man.
Be excellent to each other is a Bill and Ted.
It is. Yeah, I think you were unknowingly wearing a Bill and Ted t-shirt.
All right, I got the answer. Ready?
Oh,
no.
The five armies?
The elves, men, dwarves, and the two armies of orcs.
Oh, there's orcs. Two armies of orcs. Okay. The north and the south.
Four armies.
I imagine.
Yeah. Dwarf orcs, maybe. I don't know. Hey, we're so far off the rails.
Yeah,
Brian, Nick, say something.
Dwarf orcs? Do they call them dorks?
Yes, that's amazing.
The origin of the word.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Brian, this is your episode tonight. How you feeling about it?
Sure.
With that kind of enthusiasm.
It better not suck, bro.
It's going to be
great. It's U.S. cities. It's pretty straightforward, I think.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll
find out. So, yes, before we get to all of that, we're going to introduce a new idea here. We have included in our show notes an opportunity for you to support us in the show. And, in fact, specifically, buy us a round of drinks. We got to keep Brian's whistle wet. And there's a link right there at the top of the show notes. You click on that. It's optional. In fact, our first one has come in, and it's been anonymous, as a matter of fact. But we want to make a point every week to make sure we're toasting our supporters. So to you, anonymous donor out there, we have a new beer that we're going to be sampling. It actually was brought to our attention by a listener. It is Allagash White. And in finding this and doing a little research, this is the most award-winning Belgian wheat white beer on planet Earth.
How about that?
Allagash is a white.
Congrats to the Allagash Brewing Company.
That's right. There you go. Born in Maine. So thank you, Maddie, for bringing to our attention.
Cheers.
Brian, give me a clink. There we go.
There we go.
To our anonymous donor.
Thank you. Let's try this out.
Now, Nick, it's 5.2%, so be careful there. I know you like seltzers.
We'll have to Uber home.
Those are okay. I like things that taste good. That is correct.
Delicious. You guys did.
I haven't had seltzers in a long time, actually. That's pretty good.
You didn't even smell it first.
That's pretty good.
You're right. I did not.
You mean, like when you smelled it before you even opened it?
Yeah. I did.
Do I taste peppercorn in there?
Okay. I believe it's coriander.
Coriander. Okay.
You know what? That's really good.
It is really good.
It has a little bit. I call it the Band-Aid taste. It has a little bit of that.
Oh. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
It is good. I started before you. I'm not halfway done. But I didn't know you were trying it for the first time on air. I thought we were just, you know, you handed it to me before we started recording. So, you know.
Brian beer, drink.
That's
done.
Right. Yeah. Well, Maddie J, thank you for bringing this to our attention.
Thanks, Matt. Again. Thank you, bud.
Please feel free to reach out to us, support us. We've got a question of the week coming from our listeners.
Oh, real quick.
Oh, yeah. And Maddie, you know, shoot me your email. I accept free beer all the time.
There you go. bmqueener@gmail.com.
Did I miss this? Where's this Allagash?
Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine.
Portland, yeah. Maine. Yeah.
Yep. You probably did say it.
I really been don't listen to much. By Maddie to come come hang out and record in his house. And I think he even sent in that they have a curling center nearby. So
I like that.
This is a road trip that's
Let's record at the brewery, though.
Yeah. Oh, Maddie, that's a great idea.
Let's pick it up a notch.
Yeah, set it up. Okay. All right. We are moving on now to the question of the week. We have a question that came in from... can't find it on my thing here. There it is. It comes from Billy the Goat. And it is simply us starting a band. We're going to start a band amongst the five of us. Who's doing what? Who's singing? Who's playing what instrument?
I'm the lead singer. I'm not joining the band.
And what's the name? What's the name of this?
So who's playing what?
That's Dibs on drums.
Okay.
I don't know.
You just want drums.
I just feel like I'd be good at drums. I've never actually done anything musically related.
I'm not playing. I just sing. That's it.
Otherwise, really?
I'm out.
I don't see you as the singer.
I can sing.
Drummer. I'm not saying you can't.
Prove it.
If Andy's going drummer, he's calling drummer.
We can have two drummers. This is like Animal.
Animal. Well, Kelly... I mean, due to your, constant injuries, I would think, something that didn't take too many yards. Maybe you're just a tambourine guy or a maraca guy or something like that.
Or he can only come in to drum for Def Leppard covers.
Yes!
So maybe he's the drummer.
Yes, that's right.
He's the drummer.
Percussion. Yeah, that's just right. Percussion.
No, rhythm guitar.
Crush that.
I think Scotty's the singer.
Okay, maybe.
I don't see it.
Or the bass player.
You don't see it? I don't see it.
I see it.
This guy's singer, bass, or sax.
Got his slapping the bass over there.
Slapping the bass. I want to lay down the groove, be the bass player.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Kind of in the back with the sunglasses on,
Okay. Nick, I can see Kelly singing. I can see that.
Yeah.
He's got the look of a lead man.
Yeah, he does.
Sure. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's
a great point.
Yeah.
Nick, you're playing the keyboard.
So that's obvious.
Is it the keyboard guitar or
actual keyboard?
Tickling the ivories.
Actual keyboard.
And he's gonna one finger the keyboard like.
All I can see is Revenge of the Nerds.
That's funny.
Nice.
Anyway, what kind of music are we playing, and what's the name of the band? I have a name, but what kind of music are we playing?
Oh, we're a funk band. Because I'm on the bass.
Ooh, I like that.
I dig that.
Funk R&B.
Does that vibe with your voice there, K-Ray?
Sure. I don't know. You tell me.
Very white.
You tell me, baby girl.
I can see that.
I don't know.
Which reminds me, a little bit of trivia. I learned this, a week ago.
I think it's all trivia. That's what we do.
Teddy Pendergrass would do concerts where only women were allowed in the auditorium.
Oh, brilliant.
I can see that. Teddy P.
Absolutely.
And I fact checked that, that actually happened. He would only put on concerts with women only.
God bless him.
It would be hard to walk out of that concert.
It would be hard to walk out of that concert.
Can't do anymore.
Anyway, sidebar, but I learned that last week and it just blew my mind.
That's pretty cool.
This guy's a genius.
Yeah. We were born out of a tradition that we referred to simply as Tradition. So I think that's our band name, Tradition.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
That's all it is.
Okay. Sounds boring.
It does sound a little less fun than.
Does not sound like
the whitest band name.
It's not funk.
Sunday Tradition.
There's nothing funk about that.
That's true.
Slimy spaghetti or just.
How about
Soul
Tradition? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Funk Tradition or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. We're getting there.
The bass tradition.
You can't say you can't have the type of music in your band.
No, I'm brainstorming here.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Pretty sure there's a funk band called Confunction.
You know what? You're the keyboardist. Shut your mouth.
I have no input. I'm the keyboardist.
You know what? I got a great idea. Because I want to sing too. So we're going to do a little 311.
Okay.
We got Hexum and Martinez. That's what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, I like
Thunder and Lightning.
I see you two singing to each other.
Thunder and Lightning.
No, I'm not
Thunder
and Lightning. Now we're getting somewhere.
Almost romantic.
Thunder and Lightning.
Back to back.
Yes. Face to face.
Hollow notes.
I mean,
wait
just
a minute.
Right there.
Power Hour.
Yeah. No, I thought of that too.
Okay.
Actually, I like that one.
That's a good
one. That ties to Tradition, definitely. But also.
Yeah, we've told that story on here before.
So.
All right. Okay. We are the Power Hour. We got Kelly and Brian on vocals. I'm drumming. Scotty's slapping the bass.
We don't have a guitar.
I play guitar too.
You guys are both playing guitar as well. How about that?
I know seven chords and no songs.
Anyway. Yeah.
All right. That was fun. Thank you, Billy the Goat, for submitting that. We have our email address at theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com. You can submit your own question. Billy, we're sending you a coupon code. So by all means, send us that in. We can do it at our website as well. So get us the information there. we've already alluded to the fact this is Brian's episode, buddy. We are at the point where you're taking over the show, my man.
All right, let's do it.
Can't wait to win.
Well, listeners, the show's about to get good because Andy's not talking anymore.
Hey, man. Yay.
Hey.
Thank you, finally.
I'm kidding, my man. I'm kidding. All right, so we're going to talk about U.S. cities.
Okay.
United States.
Just making
cities,
sure.
Yeah. USC cities. No.
What else would it have been?
Uganda South.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Give me another one.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
Uruguay.
There you go.
Nice work. Okay. All right. From busting metropolises to historic small towns, American cities are as diverse as the fascinating as the people who call them home. Each one tells its own story, whether it's the birthplace of jazz, the home of skyscrapers that scrape the sky, or the hub of political power that shapes a nation. And this trivia will test your knowledge of famous landmarks, unique nicknames, surprising facts, and cultural treasures that make these cities shine. All right, guys, you all ready to go?
Who do you have a favorite, Andy? Who do you think is winning this
for
one?
Cities? I don't know. Geography is what comes to mind, but that may not be playing much of a role in it specifically.
If it's more historical. Yeah.
That's it, right?
Me.
I'm going.
Sure, why not?
Kelly and Scotty are my first two that I'm thinking of.
I guess.
I mean, they have one the most as well. So
I can't pick myself. So,
you know. No, you can.
I know.
If you have confidence, you should pick yourself.
Kind of off my.
You should pick yourself.
Anyway. Now, yeah. No, I'm hosting, but can I give my pick?
I want you to. Yeah, I think you should.
I would say Kelly.
Okay.
Okay.
Kelly.
I would think Kelly would get
this. Is a lot of pressure.
No pressure.
So you wrote it for your best friend. Okay, we get it.
How do you know I haven't seen this?
Easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy, Harry Potter.
Come on. Remember, if I touch my ear. No, I'm all right, you guys ready for question one?
No, we are not.
Oh, okay.
We haven't rung the bell yet.
Are you
bro.
Nervous here?
Oh, yeah, we have.
Am I nervous?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
I'm nervous. I wouldn't say nervous because most episodes I'm going to do terrible unless it's my wheelhouse. Yeah. We know that. So this is not a wheelhouse. So I would't say nervous, but I'm prepared. I'm prepared to crash and burn.
Hold on.
Okay. Yes.
What?
Talking about doing terrible. I've won three. I don't want to hear you talking about doing terrible because I own terrible.
I'm not taking the title away from you.
Okay. Don't even try.
No, you're by far and away the worst. I'll give it to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I would never take that away.
You
from
you. You are not as dumb as I am. I promise.
I'll give it to you, but I don't feel good about this.
Let's go.
You're awesome. I suck.
You're good looking. I am not.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on United States cities. And we're not quite sure the format here. I look forward to it. He's going to read something. We're going to assume going to name a city. And if we get it right, Nick's going to give us a point. And if we don't, well, that's when the fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top today. No pressure, K. Ray.
Take Brian. It away.
All right,
you know what I like to say? Come on, city.
Come on, city. All right, so question number one. The forgotten first capital. Before Washington, D.C. became the capital of the United States, several cities held the title. Which U.S. city was the first official capital under the U.S. Constitution?
I do not know for sure, but I feel like it's... not a bad stab. I should.
All right, I'm going to read it one more time. Before Washington, D.C. became the capital of the United States, several cities held that title. Which U.S. city was the first official capital under the U.S. Constitution?
I've heard this before. I'm pretty sure I put down this answer every time, and I'm pretty sure it's wrong.
Oh, wow. Exactly the
you're
same
sticking
way.
What you know.
Sticking with it.
I mean, to the word, exactly the same way.
You mean states have more than one city?
Yeah.
Two cities and one state.
Well, all right, let's reveal.
Yep.
Andy, we got Philadelphia. Philly from Nick. Philly from Scott. Philly from Kelly.
And it's New York.
So George Washington may have presided over a new nation. But it was here that Congress first officially met in 1789. The answer is New York City.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Damn it. Dang it. I mean,
that's not a bad word.
That's not a bad word. That's right.
All right.
Yeah, no, exactly the same, Brian. Scotty, I always think it's Philly. And I'm always surprised to learn that it's New York.
Right. Yeah, well, when you think U.S. history, Philly and Boston.
Oh, come on.
I feel like New York doesn't get a lot of play.
Yeah.
Talk about the founding fathers and things of that nature.
Absolutely.
New York does not get a lot of love.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's all been in New York, by the way?
I have.
Yep. I knew you've been.
Well, not New York City.
Yep. You've been New York City.
I've been there, yeah.
No. So, no?
Yeah. Cooperstown is the only place
I've been. Yeah, I'm in New York City. I'd like to go to New York City sometime, though, just because it is the hub, right? It's it's like modern-day Rome. I mean, like John Lennon said that.
Apple. Nothing's drawn me to this.
Times Square delivers. Like, it's as energized and as crazy as it looks like it's supposed to be on television.
Yeah, when I was there, we stayed in a hotel a block away from Times Square. Same. So we got during the evenings and night, we went down there and
looks like a lot of people, a lot of fast pace. Not for me.
Very commercial.
New York City.
I'm not saying I want to settle down there. I just want to see it because it is, you know, and there's like a lot of historic museums and restaurants and, right? There's a lot of things. That's all.
I haven't been mugged in a while. I guess I could go.
Where is the historic, you know, old Capitol buildings and things like that? Does that still exist in New York City somewhere?
I don't know.
Original? I got to believe it's still... I don't know where. No, I do not know that. I would guess Manhattan. That'd be my guess, but I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Was that your flavor text? That what you read within the answer? Yep. Okay. Yep. Oh, that's new.
I'm reading it with the answer. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. All right, boys. Let's roll on to number two.
Great start, guys.
Yep. Feeling good.
City beneath a city. Which U.S. city has an underground network of sidewalks known as the Underground City, originally created after a devastating fire in the 19th century?
This is not the first time I've heard this fact, but it clearly didn't land.
So which U.S. city has an underground network of sidewalks known as the Underground City, originally created after a devastating fire in the 19th century?
I want to say New York City.
There's so much underground.
I'm leave Philadelphia on my board permanently.
Yeah, until it's right. Yeah.
Two came to mind. I'm
really?
Picking one.
Yeah. Two came to mind. Me too.
Yeah.
I'm picking the one with the clue.
I feel like one later than the other. So.
Okay. All right. You guys ready?
We're ready.
Let's reveal. Andy has Boston. We got Chicago from Nick, Seattle from Scotty, and Chicago from Kelly. So today, tourists can walk below the streets where the flames once danced and the wooden buildings crumbled. The answer is Seattle, Washington.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. So
it's amazing.
Apparently pretty cool. My daughters were just with Scott's wife in Seattle, and they went under there, and there's still stores and things you can visit and pretty
of course
cool.
You would know that
under the city.
When did that occur? When did that fire occur?
You said 19th century.
It's old. I don't know. I didn't look it up.
Sometime in the 1800s.
But that's incredible. Like there's still stuff down there, storefronts, and you can go.
I've never heard that before. Like I know there was
pretty wild.
There was a Chicago fire, and I think San Francisco had a big fire.
Those, I didn't those know are the about two it until I did of. This. Yeah. And, well, until the kids. Yeah. Yeah.
What's on top of it? Like
Seattle?
Markets. Fish markets.
It's just under the city.
Starbucks.
Starbucks, fish markets.
Not actual business. Like, what is separating this space from what we know as Seattle today?
Concrete? Foundation.
Starbucks.
Yeah.
Concrete? Well, I don't know. Okay.
Concrete. Dirt.
Birkenstock Towers.
God, man. Austin for asking a question.
I guess I get what you're asking, but I feel like concrete and dirt.
Stilts, you know? I don't know what's happening.
Not wood.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Moving on to number three.
Okay.
Which U.S. city, often called the Magic City, earned its nickname due to explosive growth in the late 19th century, particularly due to its location near mineral deposits?
Go again, please.
What?
Which U.S. city, often called the Magic City, earned its nickname due to explosive growth in the late 19th century, particularly due to its location near mineral deposits?
Are these all major cities, you would say?
I hate that he paused.
I don't know if I want to. No, they're not. Okay. So that's not, because you guys aren't doing great. So I feel comfortable giving you a hint.
Okay, good.
So think outside the box a little bit. This is not just the ones you think of.
Okay.
And actually, I'm excited. I really want to tie because I have a couple tiebreaker questions and then a guess if we have to. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
I wanted to try something different.
I feel like at this rate, I'm going to win with one.
You might. Nervous. It might be over already.
It might be done.
We cannot lose the Dr. Ofer moniker. We have to get a question right.
Wow.
Can you read it one more time?
He's got to have a layup at some point.
Which U.S. city, often called the Magic City, earned its nickname due to explosive growth in the late 19th century, particularly due to its location near mineral deposits.
I don't think anybody... Scotty?
No clue?
Okay.
Wrote down a city.
Yeah.
Or town, apparently.
Smarter than I, or village. Smarter than I thought it was.
Township.
A village in northern Minnesota.
You guys got some answers? You ready? Let's go. Let's reveal.
Waukegan.
We got Salt Lake City from Andy. Orlando from Nick, Pittsburgh from Scotty, and San Francisco from... we got no correct answers. It is Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, naturally.
Naturally.
Sure. Birmingham, Alabama grew from the iron ore, coal, and limestone deposits nearby the city.
So, I feel like Birmingham is probably famous for something more than just that.
Civil rights.
Civil rights. That's the big one. That's a gimme.
Oh, is it? I've never been able to get one of those.
If you ever read a book. I don't mean listening. Reading.
Listening's
better. He can't read.
We've already found out that he just looks at them and the book tells him what it is.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Birmingham, huh?
Birmingham.
I figured Orlando Magic made sense.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't even consider that.
Funny. Come on.
I did think San Francisco. I actually had that down, but it's gold's not a mineral, so I went Salt Lake City because salt is a mineral.
Oh,
this next one.
Gold not is not easy.
Moving on.
This next one's not easy.
Not easy, but it's my favorite question of the 10. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
It's very interesting. 10-4.
Is that a hint?
All right.
What did he say?
Question number four.
He gave a hint? What did he say?
He just said it's his favorite question.
Oh, favorite question.
So, I don't know.
It's very interesting.
Where was Dave Matthews born or something like that? Who knows?
We all know that. South Africa. All right, ready?
I was going to go Canada.
He does seem Canadian.
That's really funny. All right. Question number four. In which U.S. city are municipal government meetings legally required to translate into both English and French?
Do you know this, Scott?
I mean, like you, I'm just writing down cities.
I like this because when I read it, I had no idea. You know what I mean? I was like, wow, that's crazy. Still required to this day? One more time.
That is surprising.
It is. Seriously. In which U.S. city are municipal government meetings legally required to be translated into both English and French?
Sure, it's not North American city. It's U.S.
I want to go Quebec, Montreal, Toronto.
Yeah, Montreal.
Man.
French, but I mean, when you think of the country in French, you got to... Okay, I won't give you... Okay.
Have a red. Kelly just got excited.
Oh, the hint worked or something. I don't know.
I don't know if it did.
He's playing it cool.
My only gripe is going to be if it's some cities like that's not a very major city. Like
they're not.
Who knows?
I said they're not all major.
Though. I get that. Yeah.
No,
so I'm not going to even read the flavor text because it doesn't help us at all or teach you anything.
We read in French.
We have to.
We have to reveal.
But the answer is.
We have to reveal, buddy.
What?
We have to reveal.
Sorry, let's reveal. New Orleans?
From everywhere.
New Orleans. Oh, all the way around. Incorrect.
Of course it is.
Baton Rouge.
Lafayette, Louisiana.
Of course.
Why wouldn't you know that?
Dude, we might have three overs the way this is rolling, man.
That
this
would make my night if I won.
I hope
nothing.
It is. Oh, my God.
Hilarious. I love that.
Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not common. I mean, this is going to be a tough round for us and the listeners.
I like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, bring it down the old average.
No flavor, you said.
I said it was terrible. It's not even worth reading.
Okay.
All right, number five.
Okay.
Here we go.
On.
Which U.S. city was originally built on a floodplain and considered such a poor location that it was nearly abandoned in its early days before becoming the largest city in its state?
Okay.
Okay.
Which U.S. city was originally built on a floodplain and considered such a poor location that it was nearly abandoned in its early days before becoming the largest city in its state?
Got one down. Sticking with it.
These are tough.
Yeah, you're putting this to the test.
I'm sorry to be that difficult.
Well, especially because, like you said, they're not all major cities.
Right.
Yeah. Most, I'd say, more than half are, but yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. I mean, Birmingham, Lafayette.
Those are not, yeah.
Those don't usually come to mind.
It's not a lot of people vacationing there to see.
You wrote a tough one, B. Yeah. You wrote a really tough one.
I think there's a Whataburger in Birmingham, Alabama.
I like it. It's making me think a lot.
Lots of learning. Yeah.
All right, you ready to reveal?
I think so.
Let's do it. We got New Orleans, Miami, Indianapolis, and New Orleans. Wow. Nope.
Nope.
Today, it thrives on music and tourism in the early 1900s. Nashville. It was called the City of Mosquitoes, Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
It does.
Okay. Floodplains.
Yeah, I mean, there's a.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a.
Like along
a
the banks of the Mississippi.
Oh. Or is it just the Mississippi, or does something meet there?
I'm not sure. Down in Memphis.
Okay.
I don't think so. Yeah. Well, that was question five. Can we get a score check? It's going to be a quick score check.
Do you have any flavor text on Memphis?
That was it.
Okay.
The mosquito. I read it.
I mean, when I think Memphis, I don't think floodplain.
I said today it thrives on music and tourism, but in 1890. Okay. Yeah.
And crime, I think, now, because Beale Street was once a thing.
Sure.
I don't think it's much of a thing anymore.
I think that's really died. You're right. Yeah. I remember going there in college for my internship.
Yeah.
Playing a trip to the Civil Rights Museum. But yeah, Beale Street's, it's a little dicey too. It's
been a St. Patty's Day on Beale Street in its heyday. That was a heck of a good time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's gone to crap.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Well, score check. Scott has one. Question six.
And
all right, moving on.
I just need one more and I'll put the nail in all your coffins.
I feel like you're already there. Like, because
I need one more to feel comfortable.
Because these aren't like the common knowledge
like a soccer
of some of these cities.
So here's the difficulty, honestly, with this trivia, honestly, is like it's either too easy or it's kind of hard.
Yeah,
because it's like, hey, what city hosts the Liberty Bell?
Well, I mean,
Philly. I'm just saying, there's, they're all gimmies except for
you could have found a balance, maybe.
I got a couple.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm on the edge of my
seat. Right before we get to question six, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors.
All right. So, question number six.
All right, here we go. I'm getting one right. I'm coming for you, Doc.
All right.
What is the most geographically isolated major city, which? To get there is over 100,000 people in the United States. So cities over 100,000 people.
Okay.
What is the most geographically isolated city with more than 100,000 people in the United States? Most isolated geographically.
I'd love to know what. Is there a definition for isolated? Like,
is it just furthest away from any
another
other
city that's 100,000 or better? Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Yeah.
What's the one that's furthest away from that?
Okay. Yeah.
Now I'm upset because I feel like this is kind of a gimme.
Oh, it is? You think so?
I thought so, yeah, honestly.
Most isolated. Is it 100,000?
100,000.
Okay. I'm going to roll.
Thinking of two cities, but I can't decide which one to.
I love two cities.
Put a tale of two cities.
A tale, yeah.
To put down.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Is that the beginning of that?
That's something else.
Okay.
That's
the Great Gatsby.
Pride and Prejudice.
Oh. We're throwing darts at it.
I don't think it's Gatsby.
Dark room.
I think I might be right, actually.
Tale of Two Cities, maybe.
That could be right.
Actually. I have no idea.
Can you read it one more time, Brian?
What is the most geographically isolated major city, over 100,000 people, in the United States?
You felt like this was a gimme.
I won't say a gimme, but I would have got there. I mean, okay. I'm not good at trivia. But I mean, think about. I'm not going to say anything.
I'm with you.
Okay,
I got it right.
Wow.
All right. See the answers, boys. We got Honolulu, Anchorage. What you got there, Juneau?
Juneau.
In Honolulu. We got a couple of right answers.
Oh, Honolulu. It's Honolulu.
Hawaii.
Okay, Ray.
Hey, we are off the schneid, baby.
Ohana.
So, I was flipping the coin. That's what I'm saying. If you think about the states, right?
Yeah.
You know, Hawaii's way down there. You know what I'm saying?
I was flipping the coin between those two.
I would have went Honolulu. I'm just,
yeah.
That's why I thought, you know, not a layup necessarily, but not
way up there.
It's just hard. It was hard for me to define what isolated. Man, I originally had Bozeman, Montana on my board. You know, the distance from another city is what I ended up going with. And
well, the isolated thing was sticking in my head because I had been to Alaska and there's like four major highways and that's it. And plenty of roads that just stop.
Yeah.
And the town is still miles away from it. So that's when I thought isolated. I was like, it has to be Alaska. Honolulu, I was flipping the coin. Oh, well. Well, I still have zero. Good for you, buddy.
It was a tale of two cities.
Oh, very good. Well done.
Do I get a point for that?
For what?
Because I said a tale of two cities.
We were figuring it out.
So, for the try.
Question number seven.
All right. Everybody should get on the board here. I'm just saying.
No pressure.
The nickname, the Windy City, doesn't come from the weather. The original meaning. What is the original meaning behind the name? What's the city? I'm looking for the city.
Oh. Did you say what is the original name? I was like, oh, crap.
I know.
Yeah.
So the reason behind the nickname.
And I remember, I can't think of it right now. Hold on. When we reveal, I'll try to.
You feel like you have the origin of the nickname?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not because of the wind. It was.
The Windy Brian's City talked about this before. Does not come from the weather.
Peter Pan.
Mm. I don't think I know
What's
that.
What's the city? Everybody feel good
you don't know
about
the
this?
City?
No, yeah, the city. I think. I mean, yeah. I think I'm talking about the origin of the.
Let's reveal then. We got Chicago all the way around.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's not about the Lake Michigan breezes. It's a political dig. It refers to the boastful, long-winded politicians of Chicago.
No kidding.
Still there's there.
Nothing to do. And I didn't learn that. I mean, it's been a while now, but for a long time, I just figured it was because they talk about the hawk. Did. They call it the hawk up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's what it was, but no.
Until 36 seconds ago, that's exactly why
it's
called the Windy City.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Fair, it was really windy there.
All right.
What number was that? Seven?
Yep.
Seven.
Wow, we are killing this.
Killing it.
All right.
Geography majors only here.
This has nothing to do with geography.
All right, number eight, boys. Which U.S. city boasts more days of sunshine per year than any other, averaging about 360 sunny days annually?
You know this, Scott?
Yeah.
I want to say I do, but I'm not sure. And I've heard this recently.
I got a feeling you guys are going to
get it wrong.
You're going to be like, I know this, and you're going to be wrong.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm
unsure.
You're saying it's not what you think? Oh, great.
That's my opinion, but that could be wrong, though. That could just be me, you know.
Mm. I think we're going to get a Lafayette situation. Like, I might be in the right state. Have the wrong.
Which U.S. city boasts more days of sunshine per year than any other, averaging about 360 sunny days annually?
Jeez.
Oh, 360. Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
You're five short of a year there.
Yeah.
Math.
Ever 3 years.
Or
whatever.
All right.
All right, so reveal. We got Phoenix, Yuma, Denver, and Phoenix. The correct answer is Yuma, Arizona.
Boom.
Nice work.
That's how you get
what? No, that's how you got the Schneid? That's pretty impressive.
No, he had Chicago.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he got Chicago right now.
Oh,
it's tied now.
How did you know Yuma?
Honestly, because I actually looked up.
Yuma full of crap.
I looked up what city has the most sunlight per year.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, oh, because that's where you want to move when you retire?
Like places to possibly retire and stuff like that. You know, if you want the warm weather, what city has the most sunlight year round?
So I put
Arizona.
I don't like the wintertime when the sun goes down at 3:30. Yeah,
okay.
What has the longest days?
Yuma dummy
in the desert. Yeah.
I put Denver because it's something they promote, the amount of sunshine they have. I think it's because you think of it as a wintry, snowy place.
Yeah.
And it's a large number of days.
349.
And you said that it was 360 days of what? Sunlight?
Yeah.
360 days. That's impressive.
I feel like every city has 365 days of sunlight.
No, you have a lot of clouds.
Well, those days are covered.
The sun's still up. But sunlight.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's not true in the above the Arctic Circle.
Well, I mean, Alaska obviously has 22 hours of nighttime and that kind of stuff. Right. But we have 365 days of sunlight here.
Yes, the sun.
There are overcast days where you don't see the actual sun.
Okay. All right.
I know what you're saying.
All right.
Nick tied.
Hey, you got two. You're in the race. What are you complaining about?
In the race, I'm tied.
You had 0 5 seconds ago.
Full call comeback. And I thought about Honolulu. I could be in the lead right now if I pulled that trigger.
Are we on question number 8? This is question 8.
That was 8, wasn't it?
That was 8.
That was 8.
Oh, okay.
Number 9.
No. Hang on. Let's do a score check. Gotta do the score check.
Oh, no. I'm not. Yeah, yeah.
Calm down, B.
I was just telling you what number we're on.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what number our score is on. We all have 2.
Yeah, we do.
Dude, we are headed towards the
4-way tiebreaker.
Booyah.
That'd be great.
I hope the next 2 are impossible.
I do too.
Me too.
Or super easy.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bud. The grin on your face.
I know. He's enjoying this.
You're not getting what you want. Which U.S. city is famous for its cable cars and steep hills?
Real serious in here all of a sudden.
Which U.S. city is famous for its cable cars and steep hills?
Is this the only city that has that, though? I wonder. It's
the only one I'm aware of that is famous for it.
Famous for it.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
All right. Everybody's got an answer. Let's go ahead and reveal. We got San Francisco all the way around. There we go. Everybody's up 3. You're rolling out, boys. Rolling
out. All right.
Anybody been?
No.
Scott? Yes, I've been.
Yeah. Did you Lombard?
Yeah. And
the curviest street in the world.
And Alcatraz.
Curvy. Yep.
And the Golden Gate Bridge, obviously.
Golden Gate. Yep. Pier 39.
Yep.
Yep.
Did not have Ghirardelli. North, though.
Ghirardelli Factory.
You guys sound like boring tourists.
The chocolate? Is that what you're talking about?
But the Jelly Bean Factory is also out there. Do you know where the Jelly Beans Company started?
San Francisco.
It did not. I don't know. Main Street in Belleville, Illinois, about 13 miles away from
the original Jelly Bean?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
Look, Candy Corn was born out of Belleville, Illinois.
Oh, too. Well, probably by the same
company. Candy
Company,
I think they moved to St. Louis and combined, and then they created it. Yeah, wow. I read that the other day.
Trivia inside of trivia.
I did not know that.
Trivia, whether it's the
Golden Gate Bridge or right up Knob Hill, the city is a roller coaster in disguise. Mm. San Francisco.
Super cool. The view from Alcatraz is out of control.
Really?
Because the streets are straight as arrows.
Was Phil Hartman your tour guide? Because I love
He was not. But we did do the night tour, which people who had been previously recommended, and it was worth
the
it.
The night tour?
Makes it a little creepier.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And you take the ferry at sunset, so you're seeing the sunset behind
That's cool. Yeah. Mm.
Very romantic when you're with another guy.
Yeah.
Going to a prison.
Makes sense.
Yep.
It adds up.
Question 10.
Right, question number 10. Here we go, guys.
We're all locked up. All comes down. Let's go.
Which city is the capital of Texas and known as the live music capital of the world? Come on, tiebreaker.
I think we might be headed for it. I hope so.
I feel okay.
Which city is the capital of Texas and known as the live music capital of the world? Everybody got an answer?
I'm not 100%. I don't know. I think.
I hope you're right, Nick.
Let's see it.
Me too.
We got Austin, Austin all the way around.
Right answer?
Yep. Austin, Texas. Endless concerts, festivals, and electric vibe. The city proves that everything is indeed bigger in Texas. All right.
I've been to Austin.
I've only recently learned that it is the live music capital. What? Anybody know why?
I know Austin City Limits is a thing. That's
Austin City Limits and South by Southwest, a couple of huge festivals that are held there, and they have weeks of music, and just every bar and venue in there has live music, and a bunch of artists just flock to there.
Is that what has caused it to be dubbed the city with the most
live
music?
I assume.
Or is it the other way around? Do people flock there because it's known that way?
I don't know.
That's one of the same.
We need to learn.
There you go.
Let us know.
So we're all locked up. I love this.
Yes. It is a 4-way tie. Everybody has 4.
This is the first time this has ever happened, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it. The tiebreaker is a little different. I'm going to give you, I got 2 questions, straight up trivia questions.
Okay.
Sudden death?
Is it?
And then sudden death.
So but if you
then I do have one at the end, a third one that is based on numbers.
So you got to guess. So you ask the first one. Whoever doesn't answer it right gets eliminated. So let's say.
Yeah.
So more than likely, I miss it. And the 3 of you get it right. You continue on to question 2. Okay.
And then the last one is where you're guessing.
Okay.
I try to mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. You guys ready?
Oh, sure.
You're getting it right.
I love that there's a four-way tie. It's fantastic.
We haven't had an Ultimate Trivia podcast first in a long time. Yeah. This is the first one.
I'm really bummed about Honolulu right now.
I bet you are, man. If you'd have won this outright,
that'd have been great.
That'd have been a great
I've never had a four-way before.
Which U.S. city's subway system is the oldest in the country?
That's a great question.
Which U.S. city's subway system is the oldest in the country?
Man, it's real serious in here.
You already answered?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Confidence?
Yeah, 77%.
Oh, wow.
That's very particular. I like that.
77% not confident, actually, so.
Nice.
That's the host enjoying life.
I don't like this question.
Yeah. No.
Do we have answers, everybody?
I do.
Let's go around. Andy, what you got? He's got Boston.
Wow.
We got Boston, Philadelphia, and Boston. The correct answer is Boston.
No way. Wow. Yeah.
From Boston.
The T opened in 1897, long before New York's famed subway, and is still carrying commuters under Beantown today.
We don't do flavor text on typewriters, Brian.
We do now.
I do now.
I love it.
Boom. We haven't had an actual trivia question for a typewriter. Well,
that's also true. So Doc got eliminated, right?
Yeah, he gone.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's down to you three.
Bye, Felicia.
Yep. So, I mean, obviously, like, New York pops in your head first, but that was already an answer to a question.
100%.
I feel like that made it eliminated.
Definitely. Yeah. No, Kelly, did you know that? You said you were pretty confident, actually.
I just remember hearing it somewhere.
And I was 50-50 on Boston, Philly.
New York, yeah. Got it. All right, B.
All right, B. Tiebreaker two.
You guys ready?
Nope.
You're not.
No, but let's do it anyway.
All right. Which U.S. city is home to the only royal palace on American soil?
Shoot. Something just popped in my head, and it's already been an answer.
Which U.S. city is home to
the only royal palace
on American soil?
Only U.S. city.
Clock.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding, of course.
Only U.S. city with a royal palace, U.S. soil. You guys both have an answer?
Which U.S. city is home to the only royal palace on American soil?
I am not confident. No, but
not at all. That's an educated... That's the best reason and logic I can apply.
I don't even have an educated guess. I have nothing.
Did you write something down or no?
I did. I wrote something down.
Are we ready to reveal?
Sure.
Let's reveal. We got Roanoke.
Detroit.
That's hilarious, actually. Vanderbilt. And we may have some problems with this. Are we not allowed to do this? The answer is Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, no, you can. You can do that.
Okay.
It actually entered my brain.
Yeah. I heard you say that. I'm like, wait, I thought I could do that.
I thought it was San Francisco because they have the
Iolani Palace was once the official residence of Hawaiian monarchs. Proof that not all American history is about cowboys and colonists.
Amen to that. You bet.
Yeah. Wow. So,
first of all, been eliminated. There are no winners.
Yeah.
Now we are down. Well, you know what? I have one more, but it's kind of a layup. Do you want me to do that one, or do you just want to go straight to the guess of the numbers? It's up to you guys.
I never turn down trivia.
You're the host, man.
Okay, we'll go for it. All right, we're good. All right. In which city would you find the headquarters of Coca-Cola?
Okay. Does everybody else feel like this is a layup, too? Yeah.
I know. The way they went to the boards, I'm assuming yes.
Yeah.
But before we start guessing, let's do it.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, so one more time. In which city would you find the headquarters of Coca-Cola? Let's go ahead and reveal.
Yeah.
We got Atlanta all the way around, and that is correct. Yes. So now we're coming down to some guessing.
I'm going to get it right.
And this will be, closest to the number.
Okay.
Is the winner.
Any decimal points here?
Nope.
Okay.
Hope not. I hate these. They're so bad.
No, you're so. You guys bad. Ready?
Yeah, do it.
As of 2024, what is the population of St. Louis, Missouri?
I know this.
Do you really?
No.
Oh.
What year? 2024?
Yep.
They do a census every year?
I'm going to write down the number for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. As of 2024, what is the population of St. Louis, Missouri?
Like, what are you counting?
I am trying to decide.
People. Frank, Jim.
Yeah.
I know three people, so we'll start there.
Pookie, Ray Ray, and them.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
You guys ready to reveal?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's go. Andy with 576,000. Nick with 1.225 million.
Do it again.
1.225 million, whatever.
416.
Not even close.
Oh, wow.
312,000, 457,000. The correct answer is 269,259.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Nice work. Way more than that.
Winner is
Kelly. Got that one?
Yep.
The city is so small. That's what I was trying to figure out.
It's incredible to watch the line when you look. I mean, it's just dropping so severely. It's crazy.
Wow, I didn't know it was that small.
Well, it doesn't include the county. It's not the whole metro area.
Yeah.
It's just the city.
Well, if you include all the metro, it's like 2.8 or something. 2.1 something million.
Yeah.
You include everything. But I'm saying actual city, it's very small.
Oh, well,
St. Louis gets a little bad name for crime too because of
that.
Well, yeah, 100%.
Because it just does, you know, the city where most places do like the county. Yeah, so it's kind of
with that few.
It's people. Very skewed. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you have won, Doc? That was Kelly closer. You were. Oh yeah, he had four something. Right.
I knew it was around 300K. Yeah.
See, I forgot you're out. Yeah. Like, no, I you pointed to him. Fun. I'm like Scott Wiley. He was closer. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Shocker! I lost the tiebreaker again.
Who won that trivia?
Yep. Kelly did.
Okay, there it is. Now I can give him his applause.
Good job.
Good job, Kelly. Good job. I will tell you, I had 212 on my board first, and I erased it thinking that just seemed, that's like the towns that we live in.
Yeah, I was going to go with 350, but I know the county is like a mill something. What'd you say, 2.2,
Brian? 269,259.
No, for the...
Oh, like the metro area is like, metro like 2.something million.
Well, like St. Louis County is like maybe 1 mil.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because some of those other suburbs are out of the actual county. But
the actual city's just shrinking every year. Like it drops and drops and drops. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Oh. All right. Anything to close us out? Anything, you got a favorite city out there, B? You could,
or a favorite city you want to go to?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's answer both.
Favorite city I want to go to?
Favorite place you've been, favorite place you want to go.
Wow. Mm. I guess two cities pop in my head, like where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see San Diego
and
then New York City, just because it is, I don't think there's necessarily something in New York I really want to see, but it's like I said, it's like the Rome of the old time. You know, it's
kind of no comparison. It's kind of standalone, right?
Yeah. So it's like, I do want to see New York City. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. You know. San Francisco is one of my top five trips I've ever taken, probably. Now, the city itself is pretty awesome. The area around it is crazy. The 17-mile drive and, going up and down the PCH, it's just gorgeous. Pebble Beach is in there. Monterey, go north, you start talking Big Sur and stuff like that. There's just a lot of really cool stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, places I've been, I'd say Boston.
Oh, yeah. That's probably on my number one list to go to.
When I say this, it's not really the city. It's just the vibe in the area of Los Angeles, like California.
Yeah.
Southern California, loved it. I mean, just the vibe, the feeling, I loved. You know what I mean? Palm trees and just unbelievable.
Sure.
Yeah.
I want to go to Mackinac Island.
Ooh, nice.
I want to go there.
Yeah. I like that answer.
I do too.
Yeah.
No cars.
Yeah, no cars. Like, the big city doesn't draw me in.
I agree.
It doesn't. New York, San Francisco. I mean, I do want to go to San Francisco. I am a Giants fan, but I would say, Mackinac Island is the only place.
Shame.
Nice.
Doc, each side, buddy.
I've been to Salt Lake a couple of times now, and I like the location, and I like being able to be in a city, and then in 20 minutes, you're in the mountains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or multiple 20, lines, 20 minutes the other direction, you're in the desert. I mean,
salt flats,
Yeah, so I just I first fell in love with the city when I wasn't landing, you know, not landing a plane, but on a plane that landed there.
Yeah, right.
And was just shocked at the scenery.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The city itself is beautiful and the scenery around it is perfect. I don't know any way to say it.
Sure. Yeah. But probably New York in terms of where I have not been. Mm-hmm. It's really more of a check the box kind of, like, there's nothing drawing me to New York City other than it's our biggest metro area and I want to check that box.
To say you've been there, yeah.
Culturally.
Birmingham's high up there too.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Huntsville. There's a
Lafayette.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places I want to eat in New York though, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Sbarro's.
I love it.
That's great.
I'd probably do the Seinfeld tour before I even went to the Statue of Liberty.
Real Peterman tour.
Right. Yeah.
That's great.
I think the two most favorite cities that I've been to is either Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. or New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Just very cool vibes, great food, cool stuff to do. But city I most want to go to, I think, is probably Salt Lake. Mm. I mean, I've been to several, or San Diego.
Yeah.
Both those places really interest me. Just beautiful places, cool. But that's the gist of it. Cool. That's the short list.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Listeners, reach out if you got a room for us to hang out in, and we'll come record in your house. We've already touched on that. Yeah,
yeah. Bingo. Oh, right.
All you gotta exactly do is, what they want.
Yeah. You got to fund Brian's drinking habit there or whatever.
Start saving now.
That's right. All right, guys. That's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.
Dude, that is a fantastic shirt.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You can get one yourself. You didn't know this?
No, I didn't. Where do you get that?
We got a merch store. You can find the link on our website. We partnered with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned custom apparel shop, and they've created a whole store for us. Doc, didn't you use this for your daughter's soccer team?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because they have no minimum order. So if I just need to buy a couple shirts, don't have to worry. It's not going to cost me anything extra.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Check them out yourself. You got a small business like we do or a sports program, you want some custom apparel, check out warriorlogowear.com, and they'll get you all hooked up.